Dreamscape presents Unethical by Jennifer Blackwood. Narrated by Addison Spear and Stephen Dexter. Chapter 1. Peyton. What did a homeless man, an AIDS victim, and a man in an orange jumpsuit have in common? Well, one of them was ruining my life. I was about to find out how the other two were connected once the professor began his lecture. The three pictures blazed on the screen at the front of the classroom, my gaze fixating on the image of the clean-shaven man in the orange jumpsuit. My father. I wiped my hands on my jeans, the BIC logo of my pen engraved into my palm like a fresh tattoo. In order to get through the next 6 months, I needed to suck it up. This was bound to happen sooner or later, especially with my major. But as of right now, I would rather repeat Gen Chem the rest of my life than sit through 1 minute of this class. My body tensed. Would the professor notice if I bolted a couple minutes into lecture? Before I had the opportunity to escape, he began speaking. "Welcome to Medical Ethics 314. I'm Nicholas Centifont. In here, we'll discuss all of the major ethical issues medical professionals have to face on a daily basis." I blew out a defeated sigh, took a sip of my iced coffee, and let the cold liquid sit in my mouth in an attempt to cool down. I fanned myself with the course syllabus, and my cheeks practically sizzled as the cool air hit my face. The professor pointed his clicker at the screen, and a red dot appeared on the homeless man's nose. "Some issues include care for the homeless." The red dot moved to the picture of the AIDS victim and hovered over his chest. "Patients not wanting their spouses to know about medical conditions. And?" A wave of goosebumps cascaded down my arms. What colorful words had the professor saved for my father? My bet was on murderer or family ruiner, my two favorites. Like a sniper taking a kill shot, the red dot landed in the middle of my father's forehead. "Medical professionals, such as Dr. Evan Cooper, who take the law into their own hands." Metal from the top of the chair dug into the back of my neck as I sank lower in my seat. "Yep, Dad. You really did our family proud." At least no one knew who I was. Not even my roommate, Jules.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?